Well, good morning. Well, today's story is going to be about little white dog and big black puppy dog. And it happened on July 4th of this year. So that was just a couple months ago. Remember, 4th of July was on what day? It was on a Sabbath day. And this was in the afternoon. And little white dog and big black puppy dog were in their backyard, and they're behind a gate. And dark neighbor dog, he got to get out more than they did. And he was outside running around. And he was lonely. And so he went over the gate where little white dog and big black puppy dog lived. And he was over at the gate, and he wanted to get out and play together so bad. And guess what? The gate was not really latched very well. And when dark neighbor dog came over and he pushed the gate, it started to open. And it opened. And out came little white dog and big black puppy dog, and they were all in the front, and they were all playing, and they were so happy. And big black puppy dog, she had so much energy, and she wanted to go for a walk. And just that time, there was these three people that were walking by the house. And the dogs were all excited. They were going to go for a walk, and they were all running in front of the people and crossing and going up ahead and coming back. And they started walking with these people, and they got all the way down to the end of the block. And then dark neighbor dog said, "Oh no, this is too far. I better go back home. I'm not supposed to be this far." And so he went back home. But little white dog and big black puppy dog, they kept following. And little white dog thought, "Something's not right here." But big black puppy dog was so happy to just follow these people. And so both of the dogs kept following them, and they turned the corner. And these people kept walking, and the dogs kept following. And then they went down to another block and turned the corner. And they just kept following. And pretty soon they got to a big street. And there was, you know, those streets that have lots of cars and they go fast, and there's signal lights and everything. And they got there. But little white dog and big black puppy dog, they were really well trained, and so they stopped, and they knew not to cross the street except with the people. And so they stopped and they waited for the signal light. It took a long time, and it finally changed, and they crossed the street, and they kept walking and walking, and pretty soon it started getting dark, and they were far. And what happens on 4th of July when it gets dark? What happens? Yeah, they put fireworks out. There were all kinds of fireworks and big lights in the sky and noises and popping sounds, and people were out in front of their houses talking and having fun. And every time the big bang would sound, it would hurt the dog's ears, and they would get scared. But they would stay near the people. And as long as they were near the people, they were okay. And they walked for more blocks, and finally the people got to their house. And you know what happened then? Little white dog thought, "Oh no, this isn't where our walk is supposed to end. We're supposed to end up back at the house, at our house, not at someone else's house." And big black puppy dog, she was just thirsty. She thought, "Oh, we're going to take a break and get some water." She didn't even know she was lost. But you know what? They were really lost. These dogs were so far from their home, they couldn't find their way back if they wanted to. And it was dark, and it was 4th of July, and it was scary. But you know, the story has a happy ending, because the dogs had little tags on them, and they had a phone number, and the people called, and the owner, oh, he was so excited because he knew his dogs were missing. He knew the neighbor dog was there, but both his dogs were gone. And he said, "Are both of them there?" And they said, "Yeah, they're both here." And so he came as fast as he could. He couldn't believe they were that far away. And he drove as fast as he could, and he got to the dogs, and they were back home again, and they were all happy. But you know, there's a lot of lessons here. And one of them is that when our moms and dads tell us to stay somewhere, like in the house, in front of the house, or they tell us where to be, we need to stay there. Because if we're somewhere where we're not supposed to be, then all kinds of things can happen. So it's very important to listen when our moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas tell us where to be. And the other lesson is, why do we come to church? Why do we go to Sabbath school? Why do we come to Sabbath school?
So you get taught.
So you get taught? So, okay, yeah. So you can learn. You can learn about God. And so we can pray. And, you know, it's very important, because sometimes we see other things we want to do, and we want to do something and have something that our friends have or that our friends are doing, And sometimes we just want to pray really fast so we can get it over with, so we can play with our toys. And you know what? Little by little, just like Little White Dog and Big Black Puppy Dog, we realize we're getting lost, but we don't even realize it. And time goes by, and pretty soon, someday, we realize, uh-oh, we're lost. And we don't know where God is, and we have a hard time finding him. But you know what? God is just like the owner of Little White Dog and Big Black Puppy Dog, and he's going to look for us, and he's going to find us, and he's going to bring us home with him. But you know, it's important to try not to get lost. And we can do that by listening to our moms and dads, even as we get older, and by doing what we know is right to do, okay? So let's say a prayer now. Dearest Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for coming after us when we're lost, and for seeking after us, and wanting us to be home with you and safe with you. And we pray that you will give us wisdom and help us to do what is right, so that we will see when we're going astray, and that we will always be able to find the way back to you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Okay, and I have something to give to you before we get the baskets to take up. So you can take one of these and then you share it with somebody, maybe your mom or your dad or somebody you know, and then you can take the basket.